Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our next caller is in an awkward position. Tim in Nebraska, are you in your crawl space?
Yes, I am.
What's going on in there?
I think this may be one of the first calls we've ever gotten direct from a crawl space.
Direct from a crawl space.
All right, what's going on, Tim?
Okay, I have a 70s-style ranch house, and they did not put a basement under it. When I purchased it, I put a basement under half of it, and the other half is still a crawl space with a sand floor.
Okay.
I get a lot of musty smell, moisture. I have a wood floor up on my right above it, and it has a tendency to buckle during the summer when it's high humidity.
Oh, because it's humid.
Mm, right.
And I want to know if there's an easy cover to put over this sandy floor.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to use Visqueen. Use plastic sheeting. As heavy as you can get and with as few seams as you can get, because a lot of the moisture that you're sensing in the air evaporates up from the soil. So you want to get some plastic sheeting and put it down across that surface. Let me ask you this. Is the crawl space area open to the finished basement area?
Yes, it is.
All right. And the basement area is finished?
Semi.
All right, because what I was going to say is if you can isolate the crawl space and you still have a high humidity issue there, what you could do is you could purchase a crawl space fan, which basically fits inside the standard 8x16 concrete block opening, except that when you wire it up, you wire it to a humidistat, not a thermostat or simply a switch. And what a humidistat will do is it will come on when it gets moist and damp down there, and it'll draw some cooler, drier air from the outside throughout the crawl space and take that moisture with it away.
I have a dehumidifier right now hooked up, and it's just constantly running.
You know, the other thing that he might want to try, Leslie, is a whole house.
Yeah, a whole house dehumidifier is a great option if you have forced air or central air heating. Do you?
I do.
You do. Well, this is a great opportunity for you. You can get a whole house dehumidifier installed, which will remove 90 pints of water from your home per day, which is
two
of those huge buckets of water that you see at the water cooler at the office. And that will really do a great trick. And it works on demand to rooms that need it more. It senses which rooms have more humidity. So it's constantly measuring levels of humidity and removing the proper amount of moisture per that room as it calls for.
Yeah, Tim, you might want to go to aprilaire.com, aprilaire.com. They make a whole house dehumidifier, and there's a dealer locator on their website. You can find someone local to install. It has to be installed by a pro, but it really works well at taking the moisture out of a home, and it actually is so effective that your air conditioning won't need to work quite as long and nearly as hard once that moisture is removed from the air. Okay, Tim, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.